time now for comments from our listeners. Marianne Dosh heard our piece on designer babies on WHYY in Philadelphia. This week, I especially liked your story on germline manipulation, she writes, because you carefully weighed the advantages and disadvantages of this technique. What I like about your program is its balance of science and humanity. Keep up the good work. KLCC listener Jesse Hsu from Eugene, Oregon, took issue with our report about the All Species Foundation's effort to catalog all life on Earth. I was disappointed that your story came with no criticism of the possible repercussions of such a massively invasive project. For example, in extremely biodiverse regions where a single species of insect may be limited to a single acre or even a single tree's canopy, the completion of this project would necessitate sampling every possible niche and thereby endangering these rarest of species. The existence of millions of undiscovered species should inspire reverence for nature, not a naive drive to endanger it through hyper-documentation. You can comment on our program anytime. Just call our listener line at 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988. Or write us at letters@loe.org. Once again, letters@loe.org. And visit our webpage at www.loe.org. That's www.loe.org. And while you're there, please take the survey we're conducting to give us some specific feedback and help us plan for the future. Let us know what stories you like or don't like, or tell us what we should have more or less of. And what about the Internet? How can living on Earth help you best use the web? Everyone who responds to our survey will get a chance to win a neat little waste pack donated by the Patagonia Company. You'll also receive a list of 10 household plants that can help keep the air clean in your home and office. So please, go to www.loe.org and tell us what you think. That's www.loe.org. And click on the Living on Earth poll. And thanks to everyone who's already responded. You're listening to NPR's Living on Earth.